Well, meanwhile, New York City dodged the worst of the storm. The subway started running again this morning. Service was suspended last night for snow. That was the first time that's happened in history for snow. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. And Jason, most of the city got less than 10 inches of snow. That was a lot less than it had been expected to get. Is it just a normal day in New York today?
Hi, Jeremy. Well, yeah, it's a somewhat normal day, not for people who had to commute or who would have commuted from the outer boroughs or MTA really slowly bringing on the Long Island Railroad, and people who live in sort of Connecticut and some of the outer burbs. Those are harder areas to get to. You know, in fact, you know, traders who lived outside of the, you know, outside the vicinity, many of them stayed in hotels last night. But I can also tell you that there were quite a few people I know who were rather disappointed when they looked out the window this morning because they were hoping that the subways would stay closed and they'd be able to work from home today. But by 9 a.m., they were up and running. There was no excuse not to be showing up at work.
Well, and the stock exchange is open. That decision was made even with the forecast calling for as much as 2 or maybe even 3 feet of snow there. But why did they decide not to shut down Wall Street, which they have done, for example, for Sandy?
That's right. For Sandy, they shut it down for 2 days after the storm hit. That was in October of 2012. Well, here's the thing. Most trading these days is handled electronically instead of between, you know, those barking traders. So it's become really rare for the exchanges to pause for weather. They just don't really see the need to.
Well, and maybe they should have because the stock market dropped at the open this morning after some bad data. Tell us what happened.
Oh, yes. Stocks did tumble this morning, having nothing to do with the weather, really. Disappointing results from a few blue chip companies, Microsoft and Caterpillar. And those are really sort of on concerns that the strong dollar, and the strong dollar has been rising in the last 6 to 12 months, that that's going to be a drag on earnings growth. And, you know, Caterpillar gave a really disappointing 2015 outlook. They say that, you know, the prices of oil, copper, coal prices, that's really that means fewer demand for the machines that they make. So they had fourth quarter earnings that missed expectations.
Jason, before I let you go, I just want to ask you back to this storm for a second. This has such an economic impact. There are all these companies that have to pay employees that don't have to do any work, and there are all these businesses that have to shut down. Who are the winners and losers in a storm like this?
All right, I'll go through them. A few of them I can think of real quickly. You know, you got Home Depot. They had huge sales of shovels, salt, and snow throwers for people who were getting ready for the storm. You know, an interesting one is Fresh Direct, very popular here in the city. And they report that they had huge orders of things like microwave popcorn for people who had hoped that they were going to be spending the day in their apartment working from home but really watching Netflix all day. But they actually had to cancel their deliveries for today. So it probably evens out a bit for them. It's not great for people who sell cars and are at the end of the month, and that this hurts their end of the month sales. People aren't buying cars today. Uber drivers, it was good for them because
surge pricing
went into effect. Yes, indeed. Yes,
I can't
indeed.
So even good imagine how many numbers are before the X on the surge pricing.
They limited to three. Limited to triple because people were so angry last time after the Superstorm Sandy. Yes.
Well, and as I walked into work this morning through the snow, only one business was open. It was a 7-Eleven. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.